Hey there, and welcome to Courageous Radiance Podcast. My name is Brittany Dixon. Maybe you've heard of something called reading through the Psalms or a psalm a day. Well, we're going to do that here in this podcast. And this is a podcast place where mothers, wives, busy women, where we get anchored and we find encouragement in our anchor in Jesus Christ. And we get equipped. We study His Word together. We read through the Bible. And therefore, we thrive. We thrive whether we're on mountaintop seasons or we're in low valleys. Regardless if the season circumstances are great in our favor or if they're against us, either way, we thrive because of Jesus Christ. And there's no better place to be than in His Word. And this is a seasonal shift for me. This is a pivotal season where the circumstances that are surrounding me are impacting my hope and my joy, and my faith is being stretched. And I have found that being in His Word is medicine for my soul. Psalms are many things. They're encouraging, they're inspiring, they're heartfelt. You shed some tears, especially with reading some of the Psalms that David is being, that he's discouraged and dismayed, but yet finds deep hope and satisfaction in Jesus Christ. There's just a myriad of emotions. And I want to empower any woman listening that is maybe in this pivotal season shift like I am, maybe just even for nothing else, can just find an encouraging word each day by reading through a psalm. I'm going to read Psalm 1 to kick this off. And I'm reading through the ESV version. I know that sometimes I read through the CSB. I'm going to use the ESV. So Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So the way this will go, is this is a shorter podcast, is reading the psalm and connecting any themes that pop out for me, just thinking of inductive Bible study on the blog, CourageousRadiance.com, as well as on the YouTube channel for Courageous Radiance. I talk about this HEAR, H-E-A-R, inductive Bible study method that has truly helped and grown my Bible studying ability. It's been very good for just my discipline and walking away and applying the word and not just coming, you know, pulling up a seat to just look for an answer to the problem of the day that I have, but to actually be transformed in and through the word from the inside out. So a scripture, if there is one, just maybe not every single psalm, but a scripture that immediately popped out for me was the connection of verse 2, Psalm 1, verse 2, to Joshua 1, verse 8. And Joshua 1, verse 8 says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So similar to Psalm 1, verse 2, but that word delight, I love that. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Do you come to God's word seeking an answer, seeking encouragement? Do you come with hope, full of joy, discouraged? It can meet us in every single emotion that we have. But the word delight stood out to me because as I'm looking for things to fill my delights, whether that is a favored food dish or a show that I can watch on Netflix or time with my family, we play a lot of board games, whatever that delight is, whether it's just for that moment or it's something that is, you know, again, time with the family, that's something that is of delight as well as value to me. So when we think about our delights, and if I'm being honest, reading and studying God's word has not been, while it's a value of mine, this truly convicted and challenged me that it should be a delight, that just like spending time with your friend, that, you know, you can't wait to have that girl time, that with your best friend, that time with your husband, that time doing that one thing that you just love to do, going to spa, going to get a pedicure. Do I uphold God's word to that same standard, if not more? And again, it wasn't in condemnation, because we know that Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation for, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But there was a healthy conviction of, Lord, your word has not been my delight. And my delight in your word, my meditation in your word, is like me being planted, as the analogy of this tree by streams of water, verse 3. And possibly my hope and my joy are dwindling because I'm filling myself with temporary delights. Nothing maybe even wrong with the delights, but there is an overarching delight that I am not taking part in, which is sitting with God's word, spending time in God's word, not even coming to his word looking for anything, but just to spend time with him, just to take moments, stealing away moments with him. So that was something that stood out for me in my inductive time. That's something I wanted to share with you. I pray and hope that the Holy Spirit illuminates something that stands out for you and you journal about that, whether you have an actual physical journal that you're writing in, or there's a journal that you keep on your phone or your computer. But I really hope that you join me as we do a psalm a day, that you journal about it, that you dig in deeper to scripture, and furthermore, even greater, I pray that you leave encouraged. As much as I am encouraged through reading the psalm today, I pray that it encouraged you. I hope you have a great day.